This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Best Football Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the great mothers and everything they do for all of us. Hope they all had a great time, great celebration, a good weekend where I was. This is the Best Football Show. You can literally download a free Odyssey app and you can watch this on a daily basis or as many days a week as we do it. And you can find me throughout social media at BaldyNFL. On all the social media platforms, whether it's TikTok or X or Instagram or YouTube or Threads. I'm on all of them. Or you can watch me on the NFL Network. I'll be on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week on the Insiders. We have big news coming this week. All right, let's face it. May 14th, the NFL Network will have a three-hour schedule release show. So you think about it, from the Super Bowl to the Senior Bowl, to free agency, to the draft, the next big, really week is the schedule and the release. And we've got some games that have already been established or leaking via the networks that they're going to be on. And we're going to get to that in a little bit. But, we get to it right now. I mean, the Eagles and Cowboys will kick off in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday night, September 4th, to kick off the season. And it's significant for a lot of reasons. One, it's the NFC East. And those teams, especially Dallas, drive the ratings. But it's not just Dallas coming to Philadelphia. It is the Eagles, probably, their Super Bowl champion ceremony that day. It's going to be wild. I mean, the Eagles, Super Bowl 59 champions, at home to open up the season against the rivals, the Dallas Cowboys. I played for both organizations. I started my career in Dallas, played there for 6 years, finished in Philadelphia, played my last 3 years there. I'll say this. This has always been a bigger rivalry for the Eagles than it is the Cowboys. I always thought the Cowboys' biggest rivalry was the Washington Commanders, Washington Redskins back in the day. I think it's still that way, but it kicks off the NFL season, so it's going to be great. On the Peacock streaming network, I think it's their fourth game streaming on Peacock, so they're getting more attention. Streaming networks are a big part of the income streams coming into the NFL. They get a chance to really do that. NBC will get the Thursday night game and the Sunday night game, which is yet to be determined. So it's a big weekend, and the NFL is trying to win the entire opening weekend of the NFL. You think about it, Dallas at Philadelphia on Friday night, September 4th. The rumors, and I think it's pretty strong, in Brazil, September 5th, will be the Chargers in Kansas City. Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, huge ratings. Down in São Paulo, Brazil, the Eagles were there against Green Bay last year. I was down there. It was a party. It was a party. It was good. So then they get that. Saturday, okay, college football Sunday, full slate of games, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and then the Monday night. We'll probably have two games on Monday night. So the NFL wants to just rule the opening of college football or the NFL season, wants to kind of just own it. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. Kicks off the NFL season. So, and then this year, there are 7 international games. That just keeps growing. Let's face it. There's 3 games in London. 2 at Tottenham Spurs Stadium, 1 at Wembley. The Jets, Cleveland, Jacksonville will all be playing in those games over in London. Jacksonville will get 2 of those games. Berlin will be playing a game this year. Berlin, Germany. Indianapolis will be the host team there in Berlin. There will be a game in Madrid this year. In Minnesota will be the home team in Madrid, Spain. There will be a game in Dublin, Ireland this year. And the Steelers will be a big part of that. And then, of course, Brazil. 7 international games. Look for that number to go up as these years keep going on. These games sell out quickly. I've been to games in London. They sell out in a day. I was at the game in Brazil last year in São Paulo. Sold out quickly. Huge turnout. Especially Eagle fans were all over the city of São Paulo. City of 22 million people. I think it's the largest city in South America. But regardless, it's a phenomenon. All right, so that's the international slate. The Eagles, Cowboys kicking off Thursday night in South Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field against their arch rivals, Philadelphia, Dallas Cowboys. All right, that's that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We have other breaking news. This weekend, Derek Carr announced his retirement. It was rumored that he needed shoulder surgery to really fix a chronic issue. And in order to get that fixed, the surgery would knock him out, because it's on his throwing shoulder, would knock him out for the season. So rather than get the surgery, miss a season, he missed a big chunk last year with assortment of injuries, Derek Carr decided to retire. In fact, he has a social media post of what the first day of his retirement was like with his 3 kids, basically playing golf, playing with his kids, playing, fielding ground balls with his kids, getting on the internet. Looked like he's in a good spot. But the New Orleans Saints, I guess they had planned for this. They drafted Tyler Shuck with the 40th pick in the second round after drafting Kelvin Banks Jr. with their first round pick, the ninth pick in the draft, left tackle out of Texas. They're trying to put their offensive line together. Kellen Moore comes in. He's the new head coach. You have Spencer Rattler, who played some games last year. You had Jake Haner, who played some games. But I mean, I'm not going to speculate at this point, but the chances are is that Kellen Moore will get Tyler Shuck, who will be 26 during the season, played for three different college football seasons, teams, and had a very good year at Louisville last year. Played at Oregon. I mean, he's going to be 26. He played at Oregon with Justin Herbert. Think about that. Justin Herbert is what, going into his fifth season with the Chargers? He was on the same team as Justin Herbert when they won the Rose Bowl at the University of Oregon. So Tyler Shuck bounced around, played in at Texas Tech, finished his career at Louisville. I think he's the favorite to be the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints this year. So Kellen Moore gets the break in. I mean, who knows? Well, he said, Kellen Moore came out and said this weekend, we're going to give equal reps to all three quarterbacks and give all three an opportunity to win the starting job. Okay. Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, Jay Kaner. It doesn't really get anybody in the Crescent City excited. It doesn't get me excited. It just doesn't. Kellen Moore, first-time head coach, no pressure. But you got to know what football is like in New Orleans, in the state of Louisiana. It is, I mean, it's big. It's huge. And that Superdome, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, I played playoff games in there. I played regular season games in there. I played preseason games in that building. I've done Super Bowls in that building. You name it. I've been in that building. You need top flight quarterback play for those fans to get excited. And for them, for that Houdat Nation to get fired up. I don't know if this does it. So then you go, well, does trading for Kirk Cousins make sense? Is Aaron Rodgers waiting to see what happens? I can't believe either one would be excited about going to a team that looks like they're rebuilding. Now, are they? They get the offensive line fixed and Kamara's healthy and they get the receivers that all got hurt last year. If you get them back on the field, could a young quarterback or a veteran turn that team around? In a division that Tampa owns that division. They've won it, won the division 4 years in a row. And even though they lost Zach Robinson, Liam Cohen, and their offensive coordinators 3 years in a row, I think that they're in a position with Baker and what they have coming back and what they built last year and what they're doing defensively, that they're going to be the favorites for the fifth year in a row. But I guess the question now becomes, as I kind of wind this down, as we start leading up to Wednesday, which will be the schedule release. And this, I'm taping this on Monday morning at 11:30 East Coast time. There'll be more leaks about the schedule coming out. But really, the last domino to fall in this whole offseason, and you think about all the things I've already highlighted, all the bowls. I announced the Hula Bowl this year, East-West Shrine, Senior Bowl. I was there for 2 days. The NFL Combine in Indianapolis. I was there for, you know, three of the 5 days. The NFL Free Agency. I helped basically announce it for 3 days straight on the NFL Network. The NFL Draft, I helped with their coverage for five straight days, actually, for the NFL Network, including the final day, rounds 4 through 7, was there bringing it to you live on the NFL Network. Here we are, the schedule release show. The only other real news to break at this point outside of the schedule and, you know, the teams that what the schedule is going to be, where you can start putting together, you know, start getting excited about where you're going to go. If you're part of the Philadelphia Eagles and you want to jump on a plane and go to see a game, I mean, there that schedule is coming out. What is Aaron Rodgers doing? I mean, that's really the last. Is he going to be the quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers? I talked to some Steeler fans this weekend, and they said they don't really care. Play Mason Rudolph. Play Will Campbell. You know, They're not that excited. Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, can they compete with Baltimore? Can they compete with Cincinnati? Or are they basically a 500 team with Mason Rudolph and rookie quarterback out of Ohio State? I don't know. But I feel like Aaron Rodgers gives them a better chance, even though he wasn't great last year. That's the news, folks. That's what we're looking at. Derek Carr's retirement. Eagles, Cowboys opening up the season. It looks like Chargers, Kansas City, and Brazil. Probably that Friday night, like it was last year, with Green Bay in Philadelphia. In a raucous crowd. Great atmosphere. A lot of fun. That game was a lot of fun. Here we go. Wednesday, we're 48 hours away from the schedule release. And maybe Aaron Rodgers just waiting to see what the Steelers' schedule looks like. Who knows? But it's been very, very quiet. He's not been on Pat McAfee. He's not been working out with Steeler receivers like he was with DK Metcalf out in L.A. Very, very quiet on this front. Is this the week that he breaks his silence? Steelers will get their schedule announced. We know that they're going to play a game in Dublin, Ireland. We don't know exactly when. That will be probably sometime in October would be my guess, before the weather starts turning in Dublin. So that would be my guess. Anyways, that's been the best football show. Waiting on any breaking news here. We'll have it for you tomorrow if there is, whether it's a schedule, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's a trade, whether it's player movement. We'll have it for you right here on the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me today. Look forward to talking to you real soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.